The Founding Fathers seemed distant and mysterious to us, not just because of time, but because their education and their whole view of history were so profoundly different. All the Founding Fathers, except Washington, were educated at small colleges like William and Mary or Dartmouth, where the main business of education was to teach the classics, Greek and Roman history, literature, and, to some extent, philosophy. Roman history in particular provided a vivid model of what a democratic republic had once become and how the rise of the emperors in the first century BC had destroyed it. The founders were obsessed with this great historical drama. The architectural legacy of their fascination with Rome can be seen very clearly in Washington, D.C. London and Paris don't look like ancient Rome. Even Rome doesn't look like ancient Rome. But Washington, D.C. does. Classic republicanism of the Roman kind was built around the idea of virtue, an old-fashioned word now rarely used and never in relation to politics. In ancient times, virtue meant putting the public good above one's own personal interests, what we might today call public-spiritedness. A virtuous person was a Roman who acted like a citizen, and was involved in politics in a democratic way. Without virtue, the republic would fail. This was the lesson that the founders absorbed from Roman history. The founding documents mention virtue far more often than freedom or democracy. It all sounds madly idealistic now, but the founding fathers had a generally optimistic view of human nature. They were profoundly opposed to divisive factionalism and what they called the baneful effects of the spirit of party, which were seen as fatal to stability and progress. The last thing the Founding Fathers wanted was to recreate the kings and courtiers, the plots and factions of contemporary Europe. Their goal was to create a new nation, not to recreate an old one. They devised a constitution with checks and balances that they hoped would prevent the centralization of power, discourage irrational extremism, and keep religion out of politics. The Constitution of 1787 was an amazing achievement, and the Founding Fathers were an extraordinary group of men, but they weren't superhuman. It's hard to write a constitution for anything, even for a small non-profit organization with no political aims. For a vast, half-formed nation trying to create itself out of thin air, it was an overwhelming challenge. Virtue cannot be written into a constitution, and human nature cannot be written out of it. When the Revolutionary War was over and won, business as usual resumed. The national divisions reasserted themselves, rich versus poor, slave versus free, federalists versus republicans. The nation was too big and too diverse and too complicated for virtue to stand a chance. James Madison, the fourth president and one of the most subtle and interesting of them all, saw clearly that virtue would not be enough to sustain the Constitution and that the nation would have to find a way of containing the factional conflicts that threatened to tear it apart. 200 years later, we're still working on it. This is David Boucher.